Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, last week we were talking about Primitivo, which some people think is very closely related to Zinfandel. It's from the south of Italy. Let's see how it did when it came to these shores and set down roots and became known as Zinfandel.
Zinfandel was really one of the first red wines that I fell in love with. I've liked it forever. I continue to like it. Although there's been some interesting developments, because the first ones I was drinking were coming out of Napa, and now there's a bunch of stuff that comes out of Sonoma, and they're going to be somewhat different. And in the last, I want to say like 10 to 15 years, there's been a ton of Zinfandel wines coming out of Lodi.
They're hard to miss.
They are hard to miss. So, and because it's, you know, end of summer and it's still prime barbecue season, these are the red wines for have with those big chunky barbecued things that you throw out there. So, okay, starting off from Lodi, the 2015 Earthquake Zinfandel, which is about $27. This is a absolutely not timid wine. It's 15.5% alcohol by volume. It is big, bold, in your face, dark fruit, berries, spice, anise. I mean, you're going to have to put this with some big food or it's going to bowl it over. Also from the Lodi area is a little more subtle wine from a producer called Klinker Brick. It's a $19 bottle. Again, it's about 15.5% alcohol by volume. It's a 2015. This is going to be a little more subtle. Berries and spice, big fruit forward, very long finish, fairly heat. There's some sort of sweetness that comes through, which again is why I think it will work well with a lot of barbecued foods. And then, of course, you a little bit of your black pepper. Moving to a slightly different area, which is the Central Coast area. This is one I had never had before. It's from a producer called Hayes Valley. Pretty good value at $15. It's cherries, berries, spice, full-bodied, a little less weight. And if you had to sort of pick one that's sort of like an everyday Zinfandel, this would be a good candidate for that at $15 a bottle. Definitely something to be looked at. Another one that I had never had before is the one from Wilson Winery. Now, this is up in Dry Creek, so we've now gone into Sonoma. My observation is that Sonoma and Napa are going to produce Zinfandels that have a lot more finesse, and Lodi is going to be very sort of bang, there you go.
Yeah, totally agree.
So, anyway, never had this one. Wilson Winery, Dry Creek Zinfandel, $20. Again, 15.6%. It's big, powerful. I'm getting a lot more sort of vanilla and cherry rather than the berry black fruit flavors going on here. Not for the faint of heart, but still quite good. Folie à Dieu, $19 Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel. This is intense, jammy, blackberry and mocha with spice notes, but it's sort of carved, and there's definitely some shape there. It's definitely got a lot more sort of complexity and I think elegance than the ones that were from Lodi. And then the last one that I tried was from a producer called Napa Cellars. I liked this one a lot, $23. Napa Cellars 2015 Napa Valley Zin, the most elegant of the bunch. Dark berry fruit with a note of fig. It's a mouthful with good supple tannins, and it was just a really nice bottle for $23.
I don't think many grapes express their origins as well as Zinfandel.
I'm beginning to think you're absolutely right.
Maybe in regional terms, it really does. And we're going to put all these wines on the website so you can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.